Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the time in the Word tonight. Message tonight, length and breadth, depth and height. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 3, 14 to 19. One of the great prayers of the Apostle Paul said, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man." There's an outer man and there's an inner man. "That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love," agape, "may be able to comprehend, grasp, lay hold on, with all saints, what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God." What a word from the Apostle Paul. What a prayer, what a scripture. And he's praying that the believers will be strengthened with might in their inner man, that there will be a transformation on the inside, something going into them, that God would grant according to the riches of his glory, that we would be strengthened with might by his Holy Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that is, Christ would be actively at home in our hearts, that we being rooted and grounded in agape, the love from God and the love that we return for God, that we being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend. Again, the word means to gain, to attain, to lay hold of, to apprehend, to appropriate, that we may be able to lay hold of with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ. It appears that the depth, the breadth and length and depth and height is separate from the love of Christ, to know the love of Christ. It says we comprehend the breadth and length, depth and height, and then to know the love of Christ. The exact interpretation of this particular phrase has been much debated. And many have associated the breadth and length, depth and height with the love of Christ. And in fact, many of our Bible translations follow it. And it's not necessarily wrong to know the breadth and length and depth and height of the love of Christ. But that is not precisely what the scripture says. It says that we may know or apprehend the breadth and length and depth and height and to know the love of Christ. They're separate things. What is the length and breadth and depth and height? It is our spiritual inheritance. That's language speaking of our inheritance in God, that which we're called to live out and walk out. So number one tonight, length and breadth. That we might lay hold of the length and breadth of our inheritance. This is the horizontal dimension of our life, our inheritance in the earth. We speak of the length and breadth of life. Psalm 16 and verse 5 to 6, David said, "O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. The lines have fallen to me in good places." David said, I have a good inheritance in the earth. It's come by the blessing of God. What is this length and breadth, this horizontal dimension? Well, it's our life in the earth. It's our vocation. It's our calling. It's our family life. It's house and land. It's financial stability. It's the gain. It's the increase of our life in the earth. Those areas that are practically, horizontally ours. Paul says, I want the believers to be strengthened with might by the Holy Spirit in the inner man, that they can lay hold of their inheritance in the earth, that which God has prepared for them, that which each of them and his families are to walk into by the power of God. Genesis 13, 14 to 17, the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look toward the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. God says, I want you to look in all directions. For the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall also thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land, in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. God said, Abraham, I want you to look out north, south, east, and west, and I want you to start to walk through the land in the length of it and the breadth of it, and I will give it to you. Joshua 1:3 says, every place that the sole of your feet will tread upon, I have given you. As I said to Moses, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, I have given you. We have to walk it out. We have to take territory. We have to gain ground. We have to go to school. We have to walk the halls of learning. You've got to walk out business. I hope you have good tread on your tires, because you've got to tread it out every day if you're going to gain inheritance. Occupation and life, you have to mow your lawn. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given to you, God says. And so we understand this dimension. We have to walk out our occupation. We have to walk to the place of business. We have to conduct ourselves in a manner in the earth relating to our calling, or we will not have reward and increase. God says, arise, walk through the land in the length of it and the breadth of it, for I give it unto you. Every place that the sole of your foot treads upon, I have given you. And if we don't tread it out, we don't receive it. It's the way it is. We can have great vision, but we've got to walk it out in these dimensions of the length and the breadth of our life. You know, get a vision from God. Get a vision for your life from God in the earth. Young people that are looking for vocation and calling and seeking God for wisdom, there is a calling and there is a place that God has for every person. And you say, well, I'm older, I don't need to walk that out anymore. Listen, don't die before your time. There's gold in them there hills. Length and breadth, the horizontal dimension of our life. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. God will help us walk it out. Let's put our trust in the Lord, not lean on our own understanding. Give our lives in full surrender to the Lord. Say, Lord, establish me in the earth. Financial stability, increase, gain, family life, house and land, vocation, all that you desire to give into my life as I serve you. Jeremiah 29:11. Of course we need this one. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. That's God. To give you a future and a hope, length and breadth, the horizontal dimension, our inheritance in the earth. Isaiah 51, 1 to 2. Listen to me, you who follow after righteousness, you who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the hole of the pit, the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father and to Sarah who bore you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. God says, look to Abraham, look to Sarah. When I called him, he was alone. He didn't have much. He didn't have much of anything. But God said, my hand came upon him, and I blessed him and increased him. And he walked out in the blessing of the Lord and was one of the great men of his time. It was the blessing of the Lord. You know, when we start out, we really do start out alone, don't we? Grow up in your family, grow up in your home, looking for the future, young men, young women. We kind of all of a sudden are alone. We're out on our own because nobody can make this inheritance for us. We have to call on the name of the Lord, seek his wisdom, and ask God to lead us out into the future. And as we do, God gives us some length and breadth in this world. Thank God. The Apostle Paul said, I pray that the people of God, the believers, will be strengthened with might by the Holy Spirit in the inner man, that they can begin to grasp and attain and lay hold on this inheritance that God has for them in this world. And so we pray that tonight. Maybe you need to pray that afresh for your life. Lord, I need fresh vision. Lord, I need increase in the earth. I want to walk out my inheritance. I want to tread this place in the earth that you've given me. I want the lines to fall unto me in pleasant places. Call on the name of the Lord. Call on the name of the Lord. It's his good pleasure. It's his good pleasure to give us a future and a hope. Number two, depth. We may be able to lay hold on the length and breadth and the depth of our inheritance. Depth is our depth in God, spiritual understanding, calling, and ministry. Ask God for some depth for your life. Mark chapter 4, 5 to 8, 16 to 17. So some of the seed that Jesus the sower sows, it fell on stony ground where it did not have much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. It had no depth. Superficial, surface believer. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, no depth and no root, because it had no root, it withered away. Then Jesus said, these likewise are the ones sown on stony ground who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness. And they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. A few weeks, a few months, a few years, fall away. They have no root, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. They fall. They fall away. We need some depth in God, don't we? We need to go deep in God. Put your roots deep in God. Rooted and grounded in the love of God. Planted in the house of the Lord. The Bible says those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. So we need to get our roots down in God, and we need to get our roots down in the house of the Lord and say, I am going to be a faithful member of the house of God because I want to flourish in God. The promise of God is sure. Those who are planted in the house shall flourish. So we have to get some depth in God. Let's ask God for some depth. We need to pray for depth. The Apostle Paul said, I'm praying that the people of God will be strengthened with might in the inner man, so they'll be able to lay hold on this depth in God. God wants us to go deep in him. deep in our calling, deep in our service, deep in our ministry before the Lord. Now, it doesn't matter what area we're talking about in this regard. When we first start out, we're just at a surface level. Beginning of understanding, beginning of calling, beginning of ministry. But the Lord says, I want some depth. I want you to go deep in the anointing. I want you to go deep in your calling, in your ministry, in your excellence, in your character, in your understanding of the Word of God. An anointed life. Ask God for a deep anointing. Through some prayers, through some fasting prayers, begin to wait on the Lord. Say, God, I want more depth. I want a deep life in you. The word anoint means to rub or smear with oil. Anointing has to get worked deep into our life. We work it into our life by prayer, by calling on God. A depth in the Lord. And a depth in His Word. A thorough understanding of His Word. Not just some surface truth, some few doctrines we know, but let's go deep into the Word of God. Maybe take some extra classes. Maybe pick up some ladies' morning out classes and, you know, the CTI. Maybe take a course here and there. Get involved in some church and the electives that are there to take hold of the Word of God. Say, I'm going to go deep in my understanding because I want to know the depth of my inheritance in Christ. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 to 13. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. It's not in us by natural means, but God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God. We have received the Holy Spirit, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And so we call on the Holy Ghost. He searches the deep things of God. These are not something we can attain by our natural intellect or even our desire. We say, Holy Spirit, take me down deep into the Word. Take me into the understanding of the Scriptures. I want to know the knowledge of the Lord. And the Holy Spirit is faithful. We've received the Holy Spirit. He begins to search out the Scriptures, and different promises and passages open up, and rhema words, and we're listening to the preaching, and Scriptures come alive. And that's the Holy Spirit, what? Comparing spiritual things with spiritual down on the inside of us to get us into depth in our living God and in our relationship with Him. Length and breadth, depth, and number three, height. Height. Height is the heavenly dimension, the vertical reach of our life. Length and breadth, the horizontal plane of life, our enterprise in the earth, depth, going deep in God, roots down, planted deep in the Word. Height is the heavenly dimension, the vertical reach of our life. Isaiah 40:31, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. Those who bind themselves in with the Lord, wait on the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. This is our spiritual victory. Pray, Paul says, that we might know the height that we can lay hold of and grasp the height of what God has for us. This is our spiritual inheritance. This is the ability of the believer to rise on the wings of prayer and praise and soar in the heavenlies. To take our height into the heavens by the promises and by the prayers and by the praises of God. These eagle saints that arise, God says, I want my people to ride the heavens with me. I ride the heavens. God says, I want my people to ride the heavens on eagle's wings. One of the most beautiful sights is an eagle in flight, majestic. Beautiful, the king of the birds. God says that, I want you to take a look at that because that's what I want for you. I want you to learn to soar. I want you to learn to make your way into the heavenlies, rise above the earth. Proverbs 30, verse 18 to 19. There are three things which are too wonderful for me, too full of wonder. I can hardly grasp them. And the first is, he says, yea, four which I do not understand, but the first is the way of an eagle in the air. The miracle of a believer rising above the earth and soaring in the presence of God, catching the breezes and the winds of the Holy Spirit and rising in the power of God, rising above this world and living in a supernatural realm with the Lord, His presence, His power, His glory. God says, I want you to get a hold of this height that I have for you. You know, height includes victory and triumph over storms. Height includes triumph over storms and unfavorable weather. Maybe you know the saying from a few years ago. You know, when storms come, turkeys huddle in a corner and chickens run for cover, but eagles rise higher than they've ever been before. When storms come, turkeys huddle together in a corner, and chickens run for cover, but eagles rise higher than they've ever been before, because there's something about an eagle, and there's something about a storm, and the turbulent winds. Though that storm and those winds allow an eagle to rise into a space that it cannot reach under normal conditions of good weather. It can only get up there so high. But when the storms come, the eagle has an advantage. There's a capability in the eagle to take those updrafts and take those strong winds and go higher into the heavens than it's ever been. And soon it's riding above the storm in a place in the height of heavens that it cannot reach on its own. It's the storm that's brought it there. You know, God has given us that advantage that we can rise. Storms come, we're like the eagle. I'm going to use this wind, these updrafts, to propel me higher than I could ever go before. And up there, all of a sudden, the eagle is riding above the storm, riding above the winds. And now it's smoother. And now it's more effortless. And the eagle looks down and looks at the world below from that vantage point. God says, that is my people. I have given them the ability. They don't need to run for cover. They don't need to cry in the corner. When storms come and turbulent times come, they need to put their wings to the winds and to the turbulence that they're feeling and rise high in God and soar in heights they've never known before. That is the Lord. That is the Spirit of the Lord. And that's the Spirit. Paul says, I want that Spirit in the people. Length and breadth, depth and height of the inheritance in Christ. Well, let's have the worship ministry come and let's read Ephesians chapter 3 again. Hallelujah. Trust we can see this scripture tonight with fresh eyes and the spirit of faith would take hold of us no matter what we're dealing with. Say, I'm going to go for the inheritance. This is what God wants. He wants the breadth and length. He wants the depth. He wants the height. Take a spirit of faith and say, Holy Spirit, you lead me on. Broaden me out. Take me deeper. Take me higher. Ephesians 3:14, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend, appropriate, take hold of, gain with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Believers that are filled with all the fullness of God, a church that's filled with all the fullness of God, what does a church that is filled with all the fullness of God look like? What does it sound like? What does it talk like? What does it act like? God says when every believer walks out this inheritance, length and breadth and depth and height, the church will rise in power and glory. That's spectacular. It's the wonder of the nations. It's the power and presence of God. So tonight, let's be encouraged. If one of these areas has spoken to your heart and the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, say, Lord, that's where I need strengthening right now. Take me on in you. Broaden me out. Take me deeper. Take me higher. Let's stand in the presence of the Lord tonight. Let's close out in worship. The altars are always open if you'd like to come and consecrate yourself to the Lord. In a special way tonight, or if you need prayer for any need, healing or strength or encouragement, slip out from where you are. Let's close out this service in surrender and in the power of the word of the Lord tonight. Amen.